The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh my goodness, some things you can't make up. Oh, that's funny. I'll tell you what it is in just a minute, all right? Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour on a Tuesday afternoon. It's 5:07. It'll be 5:07. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I was cracking up this morning because I saw a screenshot of our president, Joe Biden, participating in a Zoom meeting on climate issues with world leaders. There was a whole bunch of world leaders, Zoom meeting. And our president, Joe Biden, was different from all of the other participants in this Zoom meeting. He had a mask on. Nobody else did. It was a Zoom meeting. I was part of a Zoom meeting this morning. Every Tuesday, we have a meeting, and for a long, long time, those meetings, almost all of them, are Zoom meetings. Nobody would wear a mask. We're by ourselves. We're in front of a computer. You can't pass this virus through a computer. So check it out. You can pull it up on, you know, one of your internet search engines. Screenshot President Biden climate Zoom conference, whatever. And you know, there's all of the different leaders in the little boxes. If you're familiar with the Zoom meeting, everybody's got their own little box. And our president is the only one with a mask on for a Zoom meeting. I saw that this morning and I thought, oh my goodness, how embarrassing for the United States of America. And I thought, it can't get any worse. Well, it did today. I'm not sure when this happened, but I mentioned this earlier in the program that the CDC, the official government agency, the Centers for Disease Control, has announced we have graciously given permission for you to go outside of your house without a mask if you are fully vaccinated. Unless you're in a crowd. Now, if you're in a crowd, you still got to have your mask on. But if you're fully vaccinated, we now give you permission to leave your house without a mask. And I commented earlier that that just really troubles me. I don't think I need permission from the government to leave my house without a mask. But anyway, I already dealt with that. Well, what I didn't know until just a few minutes ago, I knew about the mask thing on the Zoom call, and it cracked me up this morning. Here's our president, the only world leader with a mask on for a Zoom meeting. You're just going, what? What were you thinking? Anyway, President Biden made the announcement today to make it official. The President of the United States came out of the White House, onto the lawn of the White House, to the podium that's prepared there. I don't know whether it was in the Rose Garden. I don't know where it was. But the President walked from the White House to the podium, to the microphone, to announce, if you're out in the open alone, you no longer need to wear a mask. He was wearing a mask. No, I'm not making it up. President Joe Biden wore a mask when he was alone out in the open, not really close to anyone. He wore a mask to tell us that we now don't have to wear a mask. Now, he took it off when he made his announcement. He wore a mask in the open to tell us out in the open you don't have to wear a mask. Like I said, you can't make this stuff up. So one of the reporters, and I have no idea who it was, but he makes his announcement, and he hardly ever answers questions. And again, you remember how long Trump would stay and answer questions, question after question from a combative press who were yelling and screaming and calling him names? He would just stand there and take it, answer after answer. Not Biden. No. He makes his announcement and then takes off. But one of the reporters, I don't know who it was, yelled out, "Mr. President, what kind of a message are you giving by wearing a mask to tell us we don't need to wear masks?" And it clearly caught him off guard. If you can pull up the video, look at the expression on his face, like, "Oh, I didn't think about that. Wow, I just wore a mask to make an announcement that you don't need to wear a mask. Oh, my goodness. Maybe I shouldn't have done that." You can just see the wheels turning. And so he says, and I don't think this is verbatim, but he said, "I did it so you could see me walk back to the White House without my mask." Seriously, he said that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that just... This is going to be an entertaining presidency when we're not scared spitless about the next decision that's going to be made. Well, anyway, I'm not going to get into that. But I just thought that was funny. And we need a little laughter in our lives. This is not funny, however. You've probably heard about it. In a leaked phone conversation that the New York Times got their hands on, not some crazy conservative conspiracy news source, no, the New York Times got their hands on a phone conversation where they say John Kerry, when he was working for the Obama administration, John Kerry gave top secret information to Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif about what Israel was doing in Syria. This New York Times. The New York Times is saying John Kerry, when he was serving as Secretary of State during the Obama administration, gave top secrets from one of our closest allies to one of our worst enemies and one of Israel's worst enemies. Now, I suppose since they weren't secrets about our government, he couldn't be tried for treason. But he is a part of the Biden administration. He needs to be fired immediately, if this is true. Now, John Kerry has denied it. The New York Times actually has the phone calls. So we'll see how this plays out. Will the news media follow through? Probably not. Will they pursue this doggedly? Probably not. But folks, that is serious stuff. And by the way, the phone call says that the Iranian foreign minister says that John Kerry revealed secrets about Israel. I mean, this is really serious stuff.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And I must admit, I don't talk about Justin Bieber very often. I probably wouldn't recognize a Justin Bieber song if my life depended on it. I know who he is, and I know some things about him. He's been in trouble and out of trouble, and he was part of the guy's church in New York that got fired, and my mind just went blank on that. Hillsong Church, he's had an interesting life, but he's in trouble again. This time, Justin Bieber is in serious trouble, according to CNN. Breaking news from CNN. You ready for this? Justin Bieber is being accused of cultural appropriation and racial insensitivity. Why? Because he's got his hair in dreadlocks. No, I'm not making this up. Justin Bieber debuted some short dreadlocks this week, sparking cries of cultural appropriation and racial insensitivity. Yeah, he's in trouble. A lot of people. That's culture. You are racially insensitive. How dare you wear dreadlocks? What a wacky world. Now, boy, I hesitate to even say this, but I often see black women with blonde hair. I often see black women with red hair. That's not natural, okay? And by the way, it's fine. It's okay. But does anyone ever accuse a black woman with blonde, bleached hair of cultural appropriation and racial insensitivity? I don't think so, and they shouldn't. If a black woman wants to have blonde hair, more power to her. Green hair, red hair, who cares? That's totally up. That's between her and her hairdresser. Yes, yes. We believe in choice around here. We are pro-choice. Things like that are between a woman and her hairdresser. But if a white person has cornrows or dreadlocks, they're racially insensitive and they're guilty of cultural appropriation. Now, where is the concern coming from? Where is the condemnation coming from? The left, activists on the left, because I know I'm beginning to sound like a broken record, and I know that, and I know it's repetitious, but it's true. The left wants to divide us. They want to pit one against the other. Whites against black, blacks against whites. So here's Justin Bieber, a white man, a white musician, a white artist, and he's got dreadlocks. Oh my goodness, that's terrible. That's horrible. Let's condemn him. They want to drive a wedge between us. May I say what I have begun to say almost every day? Don't take the bait. Don't let the radicals, don't let the leftists divide us. Don't let them do it. All right. This is a sad story out of Oregon. Most of you know that Oregon is just uber left, and wherever the left gets control, they leave a trail of destruction. And in this case, almost death. Oregon has been one of the most stringent states in America on lockdowns, masks, and so forth. Oregon is one of, I think, only two states where the state high school athletic association requires all of the athletes to wear masks when they are competing. Football, baseball, and even track. They require the athletes to wear masks. Marathon, wear a mask. It had a tragic ending in Oregon. Not as tragic as it could have been, although it's not over. A young lady competing in the state track championships. Her name is Maggie Williams. She goes to Summit High School in Oregon. She was competing in the 800 meters, and she was determined to break the school record and possibly the state record in the 800 meters. The only problem, State of Oregon High School Athletic Association forced her to wear a mask. 800 meters is one of the most difficult races in all of track. When I was much, much, much younger, I ran track, and we weren't running meters, we were running yards, but the 880 was the most brutal of all of the races because you are running flat out top speed for the whole thing. There is no such thing as pacing yourself. It's just flat out. So she was focused on breaking the school record, you've probably already assumed. She is 3 meters shy of the finish line in a record-setting pace, and she collapses face first. Quote, she collapsed face first. She couldn't see. She couldn't hear. Her coach, Dave Turnbull, said complete oxygen debt. Williams face planted, but her momentum carried her across the line. She broke the record by more than 2 seconds. But she lay on the track, lifeless. Now, here's the good news. She regained consciousness quickly. She suffered bruises to her face, her chest. She suffered a concussion. And she's still experiencing some after effects that they hope she will recover from. Almost killed her. Almost killed her. Ridiculous standards by the left.